Hello, dear church, and welcome to this very exciting, very first episode of Get to Know Grace. I am so excited to be doing this ministry together, that we get to experience one another, to get to know each other's hearts even more, to learn more about each other as we kind of figure out how to continue navigating this weird COVID time. I hope that this podcast will bless us all and continue to grow our community. Today's episode, I'm very excited. Today's guest features our very own Pastor Salvador. We're getting to know him and what he does here at Grace and the ministry that he's been called to, the ministry that we're doing together. So I'm very excited, Pastor Salvador. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm super blessed. I'm super happy. I don't know if the other persons didn't have this time, but I'm okay to be here with.
I'm so excited. Well, let's open with a word of prayer. Good and gracious God, thank you for this time together to be community across these funky and wonderful internet waves, to be community in this new way. Help us all to have ears and hearts open to hear Pastor Salvador's story, to learn from his experience and from your presence in his life. Bless this time together. Bless Pastor Salvador and keep us all safe as we continue navigating this world that surrounds us. All this we pray in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Salvador, tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you want the good people of Grace to know about you?
Well, for the ones who doesn't know me, my name is Salvador Cosillo. I have a great family, a lovely family. My wife, Veronica. My oldest daughter is Daphne, and then Diego, and the youngest is Camila. We also have a pet, a beautiful dog named Mavis. We miss her. She's still over there in Tijuana. But we have received a blessing to move recently here to the best place in the world. So we are embracing everything. We are loving everything. Yeah. I'm a blessed man.
Yeah. A blessed man. That's a good way to describe you. That's a good thing for people to know about you too.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And I have been working around with the youth group, all those excellent people over there. They have so bright future. But I have the blessing to be there with them, working with them, and then working with a couple of things online and a few others around church. But one of the great thing is working along with you, working along with Pastor Chad and all the staff.
It's kind of the dream team, isn't it? We got a good thing going here.
When you say dream team, I remember one picture. There was Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and all the other guys, and there was the one guy here. I don't want to say a name because I don't know if he's watching this, but I feel like this guy. But I have the blessing to be on the same bench.
That's true.
And I also want a medal.
But I think we're all feeling like that guy at the end of the bench, looking at everyone else who's sitting on the bench. We're pretty excited to be church together in this space. We got a great bench.
Yes.
Not just staff, everyone. We got a great bench.
Everyone is great, especially on these times, right?
Yeah.
Being able to do church along others, along your brothers and sisters on this pandemic times, it's a blessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so tell us a little bit about how you came to find Grace. How did you arrive in this place?
Well, it has to be a little bit when I grew up in a Christian family. Mm-hmm. And there was this community, my grandfather and my grandmother, they used to work along with church. And I remember, has to be a little bit more with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was a lovely woman, a little bit stubborn, a lovely woman, but she was focused on making sure that you know that God loves you.
Sure.
And I remember she goes house to house on those apartment complex, knocking the doors of every neighbor and telling them, hey, you want to join my Bible group? We have a Bible study group. And she started working a lot with mothers. Mm. But I remember one, because she was my neighbor, and her husband, he used to work all day. And once he find out, she was going to a Bible study, and he says it's okay for me, but I'm not going. So my grandmother found out, so she started going up to that house, and she was knocking on the door, until he opened the door, and she talked about how Jesus loved that guy also, not only his wife, and that's a long story. Telling a little short of that long story, but they became Christians and they started going to church with my family, and at one point they split each other, and they became directors of one orphanage in Tijuana. Mm-hmm. So, but I keep relation with them because I was friend of their son, one of their sons, so I was a really close friend of them. And after a few years, I remember it was around 8 years ago when he called me and he asked me if I can translate, because the usual translator was not being able to go there. I didn't know where I was going. So I said yes. But the thing is, I have to sleep in the orphanage with all the group helping day and night. So I say okay. And I was able to go over there and receive that blessing, and I start working alone with the Mexico mission trip from Grace Lutheran Church, and it was great. Everybody was willing to help. Everybody was willing to spend time with the kiddos over there at the orphanage, and I didn't know it was the beginning of a path that I will end up here. So he called me, and then for the next 6 years, I keep doing the same thing every summer.
Amazing.
But, yes.
Amazing. So then you build up these relationships, and you get to know the Mexico mission trip every year they come down. And
yes.
And then 6 years later, then what happens?
I receive a call from a friend of mine, and he was inviting me to work in a church in Chicago. Mm. So before that, my wife and me received a couple of calls and invitations, but it didn't work that well. Mm. So this time, we were not sure if we were taking the risk of working through that path. Mm-hmm. But after a few days of praying and consulting, we ended up saying, okay, let's try it again, but I want to make things different. So I called Pastor Chad. Yeah. And asked him for his advice, and he was willing to help me. Yeah. And after a few days, he called me back, and he told me that there was an opening here, and they invite me to have an interview. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of weeks, I fly. The interview went well. Grace of God was there.
Yes.
But the good thing is, we already know we have an extended family here. Yeah. So there was no choosing between one place or the other, because we already have a lot of people that know us, and we love a couple of people here. Mm-hmm. And that's how it became.
Yeah.
It began. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love that it starts out in relationship and then builds to such, I mean, you guys moved to a different country. That's a huge shift that starts out in this single call to come translate for a summer at a time. And that really, I think, speaks to your trust in God and your trust in God's grace to keep following and just to keep saying yes and to get all the way here.
Yes.
It's so exciting.
And what it usually takes 6 months.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic and everything, it
yeah.
took 18 months. So
yeah.
it was a path with patience, grow,
yep.
and a lot of decisions, working in other stuff, well, while trusting this door will be open.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like really far, but that's trusting God, right?
Yeah.
Waiting, waiting, waiting. and trusting until, even if the things doesn't look like the way you think or you want.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because you were supposed to be here around the time that I started, I think.
Yes.
We were supposed to be like newbies at the same time, and then
yes,
COVID hit, and the whole world went upside down, and we're just thanking God you got here.
You plan everything so you can be the first one.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure everyone was charmed by me before you got here, because I knew you were going to charm their socks off, and I needed to, you know, make sure I had some relationships before that happened.
And living at the border, living in Tijuana, it's just crossing the border from San Diego, California. And if you were born and raised in Tijuana, you usually do things crossing the border.
Sure.
A few things in San Diego, a few things in Tijuana. And my whole life, we have been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So we think, and also my wife,
mm-hmm.
we think that it was going to be pretty much the same living here.
Yeah.
But it's totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. It's not the same thing just going to do some stuff than living in the city, right?
Yeah.
Or in the United States. New things, new rules, new neighborhood,
totally.
New everything.
Totally.
Even language, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds really overwhelming.
A lot of it, but
yeah.
The other day we found out there a new neighbor. It was a raccoon, like, almost my size, and he makes things better.
Is he like a nice raccoon neighbor who's going to bring you some baked goods?
The first day he was, this is the first time that I see a raccoon standing on both feet.
Oh.
On both legs. And when he was like.
Like a human.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know if he was like challenging me to something or I don't know, but.
He was going to fight you.
He will probably beat me.
Sounds terrifying. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. He made sure that I was welcome.
Yeah. Well, now he's going to protect you.
I'm part of the hood.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, speaking of God's grace and all that it took to get you and your beautiful family here, tell me about a time when God's grace made a huge impact, when you were really learning something new about God's grace in your life, or a time when God's grace showed up in new ways, or just a time that like jumps out at the top of your head of, that was God's grace, that was what got me through, and that's what made a difference in my life. Since we're learning about not only Grace Lutheran, but God's grace through this time together.
Yes, well, a couple or a few times it pop up on my mind.
Mm.
One of them was, one big one is when my wife used to have leukemia.
Mm.
And I remember the day that we received that news, I opened my Bible, and it says there, let's go through the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I didn't read more. That's the only thing that I read. And I was, okay, if you're saying that, I will trust you. But it was hard, around three years. And just watching her, taking out her chemo and not complaining about anything, and doing this and taking care of children. She didn't want help for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw through that path, we saw the grace of God.
Mm.
And those are the one of the things, one time that I remember the grace of God. Another time, and we usually don't get credit to the grace of God when he says no, right?
Mm.
And as I told you before, I remember especially one time that I was on an interview and they hire someone else, but the grace of God keep me on my track.
Mm.
So I can keep doing what I love to do, because if they hire me, I will probably do another thing, but that is not my passion.
Yeah.
And growing up in a Christian family, I remember there were different times, but the grace of God guide you and change you. Mm. Because the word of God and the scriptures are the same, but yeah. times are different. And you need to apply the same scripture in different way.
Yeah. Right?
Because people are different, boundaries are different, rules are different. You cannot be the same guy with the same techniques, if I can say it in one way, from the 80s or 90s, applying those techniques right now. Mm-hmm. You need to find a way to connect with people.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen to that. That we're
Amen.
Adapting and yes. we're the flexibility to follow God's grace where God's grace calls us, rather than focusing on one thing and doing it. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for your translation.
No. Just I'm so captivated by your words that to restate them only helps me better hold on to them, so that I'm not that I'm speaking for you, but to hold on to them in my head, because in my heart.
I don't have a problem. You're a better speaker than me.
No, not at all. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story and for kicking off this new podcast with me. And I am so excited to maybe do this again in the future. Maybe you follow God's grace and you become a totally different guy in a year, and we need to know all about you again, and we'll have you back on.
So that's what you're praying for?
Yeah.
No, thank you for having me,
yes.
especially on this first episode. So
yeah.
I pray that this can be a blessing for everyone,
yeah.
and everyone is expecting more and more and more podcasts like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
God give you all the grace and all the tools to do it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, for anyone who's listening, thank you for joining us today. It has been a joy and a delight to be with you and to be with Pastor Salvador. Tune in next week when we're going to have another amazing Grace guest here on Getting to Know Grace. Blessings to you all, and take care.